Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, a group of homeowners in West Donegal are taking a case against Donegal County Council and Uisce Éireann. A Donegal man will go on trial next year, accused of the murder of his grandfather just days before Christmas. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information after a hit and run in Clonmany at the weekend, which left a man critically injured. And a man was hospitalised after being attacked at Fonn Marina last week. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have all the latest in sport coming up with Oisin Kelly at about 5:15. First in news, today's Joint Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage, which is ongoing, has been discussing the Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Grant Scheme, and it has been told that the IS 465 standard is no longer fit for purpose. The Director General of Engineers Ireland says development in scientific information must be considered with regards to the enhanced scheme. The National Standards Authority of Ireland is currently carrying out a review of the IS 465 standard. Director General of Engineers Ireland, Damien Owens, told the committee today that it's vital the review is concluded as soon as possible.
Many of our members have been involved in the assessment and remediation of affected properties since the issue first emerged, and much of the feedback from registered experience has been incorporated into an amendment of the scheme, such as extending the number of counties covered. At a meeting of the Oireachtas Committee on Finance, Public Expenditure Reform and in Taoiseach on 1st of May, we articulated a number of issues relating to the current Enhanced Effective Concrete Block Scheme. First, and most pertinent of these matters, is the challenge posed for all professionals working in this area by issues concerning IS 465. IS 465 is now under much-needed review by the NSEI. While it is important the outcome of this view should not be preempted in this response, it is nevertheless the view of many engineers that the existing standard is no longer fit for purpose in an evolving situation, and developments in scientific understanding of this issue must be appropriately considered. The completion of the review is both essential and urgent, especially given the requirement of engineers employed by the Housing Agency to address, quote, an indication of the potential for future deterioration of retained blocks in their current state within their reports and recommended remedial options for properties. Engineers Ireland is calling on the government to divert all necessary resources to the NSEI to ensure that a revision is completed by the end of the year. The completion of this revision is necessary to provide clarity and confidence to all those affected by the issue.
A group of homeowners in West Donegal are taking a case against Donegal County Council and Uisce Éireann. Councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbeg has suggested some of the council's housing stock in an area from Fulcara to Maharorty may be affected by the same issues. Cathaoirleach of the Glenties Municipal District, Councillor Michael McLafferty, asked him if he was involved in the case, a suggestion which he denied. Councillor McGill-Osbeck says the bottom line is that there is a court case and he does not want the council to be financially exposed.
There's a case where over in West Donegal, Nalcara, Ballaboa, all the way over to Glashahu, we'll say Maharorty, Portichoran, Derechonra, that whole Gartahaik area where the water supply is fed from Anardivag. We've noticed over a number of years of complaints coming from the general public that they had to redo their water infrastructure within their homes. And then looking further at it, we took samples, we got them tested, and it looks very clear that there is a huge issue. And what is believed is that it may be coming from the chemicals used at that plant. Now, there has quite a high number of people who have been in contact with Harnett and Hayes, who are the solicitors who are taking this case in relation to the public's concern. How many of our homes or the houses that are county council houses are being affected as well? Because I believe that there has to be a high volume as well. And are we, as a council, taking a case against this year in relation to this? We as a council are absolutely struggling constantly to finance the repairs that needs to take place in people's homes. And why would we be left then carrying the can in relation to this? This week alone, I spoke to a householder who the pipes had burst so much so that the electrics were infected. The whole house has to be gutted completely at a massive cost to Corlachunda Gunningal. So what I was asking is Corlachunda Gunningal now taking a case against Uisce Éireann in relation to this? And we need answers to this here.
A Donegal man will go on trial next year, accused of the murder of his grandfather just days before Christmas. 36-year-old Derek Mulligan of Mahara Clohar Bombeg is charged with the murder of Derek Burns on the 19th of December 2023. The court heard a psychiatric report has been ordered for the accused and a trial date was set for the 20th of April 2025. Derek Mulligan wasn't present in court for the brief hearing and was remanded in custody. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information after a hit and run in Clonmany at the weekend left a man critically injured. The man was hit by a vehicle in the early hours of Sunday morning. Katie Gillen has more.
At around 12:15am on Sunday, a pedestrian, a man in his 60s, was struck by a vehicle in the Main Street area of Clonmany. He was taken to Letterkenny University Hospital initially, but was then transferred to Beaumont Hospital Dublin, where he remains in a critical condition. A man aged in his 30s was later arrested, charged and has appeared in court in connection with the incident. Gardaí are appealing to anyone who witnessed the collision or who has dashcam footage of the area between midnight and 12:30am on Sunday to contact them in Buncrana.
The government will carefully consider Northern Ireland's High Court ruling on the UK's Illegal Migration Act. That's according to Finance Minister Michael McGrath, who was speaking in Brussels ahead of an EU ministerial meeting. Yesterday, a Belfast High Court judge ruled the provisions of the UK's Illegal Migration Act should not apply in Northern Ireland because they breach human rights laws. Minister McGrath says the ruling has potential consequences for Ireland.
Anything that results in Northern Ireland as part of the overall island of Ireland becoming more attractive than Great Britain when it comes to asylum seekers seeking somewhere to make their claim does raise concerns, because if an increased number comes to Northern Ireland, that makes it more likely that there will be an increase in the flow of asylum seekers on the island from Northern Ireland to the Republic.
A man was hospitalised after being attacked at Fonn Marina last week. Gardaí received a report of a disturbance at the marina at around 3:40pm on Wednesday last. Upon arrival, Gardaí discovered the injured man. He was then transferred to hospital for treatment to his injuries. Anyone who witnessed the assault or who has dashcam footage is urged to contact Gardaí. Meanwhile, another church in Donegal has been targeted by burglars. A sum of money was stolen from St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, after forced entry was gained to an office within the church between 12:40 and 9:15pm on Sunday last. Meanwhile, a homeowner in the Burnfoot area woke in the early hours of yesterday morning to an intruder looking in the side window of their property. Garda Sean Sweeney is asking anyone with information relating to either incident to contact them.
This occurred at St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, on Sunday at the 12th of May. Between hours of 12:40pm and 9:15pm. It is believed the entry is gained to the building via a rear open door. A locked office door in the church was forced open and some money was stolen from within. So appeal to anybody who may have observed any suspicious activity around the church on Sunday, may contact Gardaí. We're anxious to progress this investigation, so anybody who has any information that can assist us, please contact Mulford.
Okay, an attempted burglary, this time in Burnfoot.
Yeah, it's an attempted burglary. The house was in the area of Tube and Upper in Burnfoot. It's occurred in the early hours of Monday the 13th of May at approximately 4:55am. The resident house got up early and turned on the outside lights. The man who was wearing dark clothing, gloves and his hood was up was seen looking in the side window of the house. He took off immediately on foot. So from viewing the CCTV, we've established this man was trying to open the front door of the property. He didn't gain entry and nothing was stolen. So if anybody was travelling in that area in the early on Monday morning and they had dash cam footage, we asked them please make it available to us. Or if anybody observes suspicious activity in the area of Tube and Upper that morning, we'd like to hear from them in Buncrana.
Northern Ireland's First Minister has apologised for attending the funeral of a former IRA volunteer at the height of the COVID pandemic. Michelle O'Neill was among the Sinn Féin delegation to attend the funeral of Bobby Storey, who died in June 2020. The First Minister has been giving evidence to the UK COVID inquiry in Belfast today. She admits her actions caused hurt for a number of families who couldn't attend funerals of loved ones at the time.
No family should ever have to go through what these families have went through. I also know equally that my actions compounded the hurt and that horrible experience that those families have went through. I also know that my actions also angered the families, and for that I'm truly sorry. I am sorry for going, and I'm sorry for the hurt that's been caused after that. And I want to make that statement very clear on the record again today.
A cross-border delegation met with Transport Minister Eamon Ryan yesterday to discuss a number of major infrastructure projects in the northwest. On the agenda was the 10T road project, the A5 and the N2. Councillor Paul Canning was told the TEN-T project is currently waiting to progress to the fourth stage. He says it was a positive meeting with Minister Ryan.
We were looking for a time frame for the completion of these reviews and when they would get approval from the Cabinet. The Minister confirmed that these reviews would be completed within the coming weeks and will be brought before the Cabinet for the approval in July. So that's before the actual summer recess. So that will allow the project to move to Phase 4, which is the statutory process stage. So all very good. I had great interaction with them and it was very positive in relation to the road network in Donegal. So it was a very positive meeting. And myself and Brian Cannon, who is the Director of Roads, was there. So I thought it went well.
And you mentioned there was talks about the A5 as well. Was there much said about when maybe works might start there?
Yeah, well, the situation with the A5, because we had sort of a cross-border and a lot of other councillors there, a lot of the information has to come from the Minister in Northern Ireland. Minister Ryan couldn't make too much comment on the Northern Ireland stage with the A5.
Tributes have been paid today to outgoing Donegal County councillors Nicholas Crossan and Rena Donaghy. The two long-serving councillors announced earlier this year that they are not contesting the upcoming local elections. Their commitment to serving the people of Inishowen was recalled at today's meeting of the Inishowen Municipal District by fellow councillors and council staff wishing them well on their retirement.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for the big games at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's almost 5:15. Time now for the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We start with Gaelic Games and Donegal's first round tie with Tyrone in the All-Ireland Championship will be played on Saturday, the 25th of May. The CCCC have confirmed the game at McCool Park in Ballybuffet will throw in at 7:15 p.m. and will be aired on GAA Go. Putting the game behind a paywall will no doubt disappoint Donegal supporters and will put further pressure on the demand for matchday tickets. Don't forget the game, of course, will also be live here on Highland on that Saturday evening. Well, Pádraig Mógán has today been voted the GAA.ie's Footballer of the Week. The Donegal star received 4,537 votes on the GAA's official Instagram page, which put him ahead of Louth's Conor Grimes and Dublin's Brian Fenton. The St. Noel's clubman contributed 2 points for Donegal during Sunday's eventful Ulster Senior Football Championship final win over Armagh, where Donegal, of course, lifted the Anglo-Celt Cup on penalties. Moving on to cross-channel soccer, Manchester City will leapfrog Arsenal on the table ahead of the final day of the Premier League season if they beat Tottenham Hotspur in North London tonight. Kick-off there is at 8 o'clock. City are attempting to become the first English club in history to win 4 successive top-flight championships, but their manager, Pep Guardiola, rejects talk of their dominance as boring. In his eyes, other clubs have plenty of resources as well.
It's so difficult, because before, do you know what? It was the money. It was the reason why Man United should have won all the titles. All of them. And the second, Chelsea, all the titles. And third, Arsenal, all the titles. They spent much money in the last 5-6 years than us spent that. They should be there, they are not there. Now it's boring, it's not boring. It's so difficult to be here again and again.
Tottenham manager Ange Postecoglou says his team must stay laser-focused on bringing silverware to the club. They'll play a big part in the Premier League title race tonight. If they win against City, it will hand the advantage to Arsenal with one match remaining this season. But Postecoglou wants his team to be competing with their rivals, not just to beat them twice in a season.
The pictures on the wall do not show players with a big sign saying we've got bragging rights. They've just got pictures of Bill Nicholson and people who've actually achieved. And that's where I want to get us. And the funny thing is, if you win trophies, you tend to have bragging rights as well.
Also on the pitch tonight up in Scotland, the Scottish Premiership title could be decided. Rangers welcome Dundee to Ibrox for a 7:30 start. Now, Rangers must win that game. Otherwise, old firm rivals Celtic will be crowned Premiership champions again. Philip Clement's side are 6 points behind the leaders going into the match at Dundee, but he says he doesn't want his players thinking about Celtic.
You need to focus on yourself, what we did before, and to get as many points as possible now. But we know it's now a really, really long shot. And we don't need to think about that anymore. It's now about playing the game against Dundee, and that's difficult enough.
Manchester United defender Raphael Varane will leave the club when his contract expires this summer. The French international has spent three seasons at Old Trafford, making 93 appearances. Varane's been out injured for the last month, but expects to be back in time to play again for United before he departs. In boxing, Katie Taylor says it will be a dream to fight in the same bill as Mike Tyson. The world champion takes on Amanda Serrano in a rematch in Texas on the 20th of July. On the same night, former heavyweight champion Tyson goes up against Jake Paul. More than 80,000 will be in attendance to see Taylor and Serrano go head-to-head 2 years on from the first meeting in New York, which Taylor won.
Just a dream for me. I think last year my family had said to me, what do I want to do before I retire? Is there anything I want to achieve in the sport? And or anybody who I'd want to meet. And one of the things I said is I'd love to meet Mike Tyson. And here he is beside me, an icon of the sport, a legend of the sport.
Finally this evening, we go to rugby. Ian Henderson has been ruled out of Ireland's summer tour of South Africa. His province, Ulster, say the second row had surgery on an injured toe yesterday and will be out for 3 months. James Hume is another whose season has been ended prematurely after he underwent knee surgery. Robert Bellacoon and Luke Marshall are out of Saturday's URC meeting with Leinster, while both Tom O'Toole and Sean Riefel are also doubtful. And that's your sport for today here in Highland. Back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news. Michaela.
Thanks, Aisin. And returning to some news, today Cabinet approved the Health Minister's proposal to increase to 21 the age at which it is legal to buy tobacco. Evidence shows people between the ages of 18 and 21 are more likely to take up smoking. The proposed legislation will not have an effect on the sale of vapes to 18-year-olds. Minister Stephen Donnelly says he is working on a new range of measures surrounding vaping.
And we're also drafting legislation looking at colours, flavouring. Again, my view, rightly or wrongly, is there has been a very cynical attempt to target young people with vapes. I think we need to be very decisive and very clear in our controls that we're putting on vapes, just as we're being decisive in what we're doing in terms of moving the age for selling tobacco to 21.
Ishgairn is being urged to prioritise 40 houses in the Broca Glenfin area which do not have running water. Dakota Nick Van Man, a Sinn Féin candidate in the Lifford Norder electoral area, says the utility has told her that a number of valves have already been replaced, which it believes has helped some households. Ms Nick Van Man says the issue is not only affecting existing houses, it's also hampering future development.
So they have been lobbying to try kind of, because you know where they're situated is between, like, some people's water would be coming from the Fintown area and then some's coming from the other area, so like Lochmurn. So they were trying to lobby to get the two kind of pipes to connect up to so that they could get the supply in the middle. But Ishgairn just wasn't giving them much of a response. And then we sent reps into Ishgairn about the water supply in Glenfin, and they told us about the railing side, which is a different issue. They have pressure issues, and they told us that they've installed valves, which has helped, and they're also doing pressure testing. So that was on the 4th of May. So they said that would be done in the next 6 to 8 weeks, but are still not addressing the issue over in the Broca side of things.
And what kind of problems do those families come up against whenever it does come into summer?
Yeah, so they're left then with no running water, no nothing. Like, they have nothing when it comes to the hot weather. And then another issue that they have is, like, some of them own their own land, and, you know, they want to have planning permission to build a house and can't do that because they have no access to water, so their planning permission's getting denied then.
It's claimed people in Derry seeking emergency housing are being sent to other areas due to a lack of accommodation, while others are being sent to the city because there's no accommodation in their areas. Foyle MLA Mark H. Durkin told the Northern Ireland Assembly that at a time when spending is higher than it's ever been, the quality of accommodation on offer is unacceptable, and what would in the past have been regarded as a stopgap measure is now becoming the norm. Calling for a cross-departmental effort to find solutions, Mr Durkin said the situation is becoming dangerous.
The rapid escalation in emergency accommodation expenditure has seen costs soar to an eye-watering £7.6 million in 2022-23. A huge concern to me and to my constituents is that while they are at times being told there is no accommodation in Derry,
and being sent further afield. They're being passed on the motorway by people being sent to Derry for emergency housing. Spend in Derry has increased sixfold in the same period.
With an eye, sunny spells and showers this evening, some heavy with a chance of thunderstorms. Clear spells tonight and largely dry with lowest temperatures of 7 to 10 degrees. The closing headlines this evening. Today's Joint Committee on Housing, Local Government and Heritage, which was discussing the Enhanced Effective Concrete Blocks Grant Scheme, has been told that the IS 465 standard is no longer fit for purpose. The Director General of Engineers Ireland says development in scientific information must be considered with regards to the enhanced scheme. A group of homeowners in West Donegal are taking a case against Donegal County Council and Uisce Éireann. Councillor Micheál Colmagill-Aspach has suggested that some of the council's housing stock in an area from Fulcara to Máthair Ó Rorty may be affected by the same issues. Gardaí have renewed their appeal for information after a hit and run in Clonmany at the weekend left a man critically injured. The man was hit by a vehicle in the early hours of Sunday morning. And another church in Donegal has been targeted by burglars. A sum of money was stolen from St Michael's Church, Creeslaw, after forced entry was gained to an office within the church between 12:40 and 9:15 p.m. on Sunday last. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast from me in Evening News on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Tuesday afternoon, May 14th. The death has occurred of Angela Bridget Gallagher, née O'Donnell, 6 Knocknamona Crescent, Letterkenny, County Donegal, formerly Derny, Brooklis and Drumladridge, Letcher MacAward. Her remains will repose at Shovlin's Funeral Home, Sandfield, tomorrow from 4 p.m, followed by removal to St Bridget's Church, Letcher MacAward, arriving at 8 p.m. to repose overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday at 12 noon with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has occurred of Paul Barkley, Fintown, County Donegal and formerly of Newton Erds, County Down. Paul will repose at the home of Paula McMullen, close Niamh Connell, Glenties today from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. and tomorrow from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. Removal on Thursday afternoon at 1:30 p.m. to Lakeland's Crematorium, County Cavan for cremation at 4 p.m. The death has taken place of Phyllis Philomena Greer, née Boyce, The Glen, Vermelton, reposing at her home from 6 p.m. this evening. Requiem Mass on Thursday morning at 11 a.m. in St. Peter's Church, Milford. Burial afterwards in Tully Cemetery. Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. Family time from 10 p.m. until 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the endoscopy ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Noel Buchanan, Bridgetown, Burt. His remains are reposing at his home, with the house strictly private to close family only, please. Funeral service at his home tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m. for family only, followed by burial in the family plot in Burt Presbyterian Church graveyard at approximately 2:30 p.m. Those who wish to do so may attend the burial. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu to Buncrana Community Hospital, care of any family member, or Terence McClintock, funeral director. The death has taken place of Anne McCool, née Boyle, 35 Papworth Avenue, Culmore Road, Derry, reposing at her home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 12:20 p.m. for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Pennyburn at 1 p.m. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. tonight. The Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Gwendolyn Leeper, née Barrett, 612 Liz Cooley Villas, Castlefin. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 p.m. for 2 p.m. funeral service in St Patrick's Church, Lower Dunamore, Castlefin, followed by burial in the family plot in the adjoining graveyard. Family time from 11 p.m. tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. Family flowers only. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Down Syndrome Association, care of any family member, or Rolston Funeral Services. The death has taken place in Surrey, England, of Marjorie Brady, née Barr, formerly of Birdstown and Buncrana. Requiem Mass at St Angus's Church, Burt, tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Interment afterwards at St Angus's Cemetery. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.